I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. Mayor Bill de Blasio presented a preliminary budget for fiscal year 2015 at City Hall. It's a $73.9 billion budget. He emphasized progressive change for New Yorkers through being both fiscally responsible and economically progressive.
It may sound counterintuitive to some, but we need a balanced budget and a strong and stable city government to facilitate our fight against inequality. We have to do both at the same time. The reason is being fiscally responsible is what allows us to be a healthy, functioning government that is better positioned to serve people's needs and build a pathway to greater equality.
Giving a financial overview, the mayor stressed how the gridlock in Washington is causing distress here at home. Enumerating a large number of hospitals closed during Bloomberg's 12 years in office, he read off a list of more which are threatened.
Now, right now, listen to the hospitals all experiencing financial duress right now in this city. Interfaith Medical Center, Downstate, Long Island College Hospital, Brookdale, Brooklyn Hospital Center, St. John's Hospital Center, the only hospital remaining in the Rockaways, Wyckoff Medical Center, and Kingsbrook Jewish Medical Center, all in distress.
De Blasio said federal funds would be a key element in restructuring distressed local health care. Washington, he said, is also shortchanging the city in terms of Sandy relief dollars. New York City needs $7.8 billion for rebuilding, for infrastructure, and for resiliency. It's getting less than half of that from the feds. In addition, federal support for food stamps has been reduced for 1 million New York City households in need, and it cut millions for education, social services, housing, and the criminal justice system. New York State also owes the city. The mayor said it hasn't kept up with its obligations to fund New York City schools. He pointed to a slide which showed that only 1 in 4 high school seniors are ready for college. It shows how much help the education system here in the city needs.
The state of New York, over a number of different administrations, has not kept up with its obligation to fund New York City schools. The Court of Appeals decision in the last decade made abundantly clear the obligation of the state of New York. And if you take that formula and you extrapolate it to this year, it would be $2.7 billion per year owed to the city of New York by the state.
Even though federal and state funding provide fiscal challenges, New York City has a surplus, and de Blasio put Bloomberg cuts, which don't reflect his agenda, back into the budget. He'll restore programs for runaway and homeless youth, cap rent contributions for those with HIV and AIDS, fund 20 fire companies slated for closure year after year, and restore $1 billion to the city's Retiree Health Benefits Trust Fund. As well, he put $600 million into general reserve funds over the coming years. These funds could be used to deal with the city's open labor contracts, but the mayor refused to show his hand and offer any specifics about settling the 152 open labor contracts.
The focus now is on moving the negotiations forward in a very productive way, in a very private way, in a very respectful way, which I don't think was done in the past, and I think it's part of the reason why there wasn't progress. We don't get into the specific numbers because the demands of the negotiation process require discretion.
Some contracts have been open for a very long time. The contract with Custodians Local 891 has been open since 2008. In keeping with his campaign pledge to improve public housing, the mayor restated his intention to create 200,000 units of affordable housing in the next decade. In addition, he said NYCHA will no longer pay the NYPD to police housing. It will use the rest of this year's payment, $52.5 million, for repairs, to reduce the amount of time to complete work orders, and to create an independent inspection unit. With more winter storms approaching, the mayor put more funds into the sanitation department to deal with winter snow and storms. The preliminary budget will turn into an executive budget in May. One note of relief for various groups who protest on the steps of City Hall: the mayor says he'll stop the budget dance that happens each year, but that remains to be seen. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.